Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess.
Hello, and welcome to episode 181, the big color episode, or maybe the coloring book episode. I don't actually color in a coloring book during this particular episode of the Off Kilter Quilt, but I do some coloring. It was kind of fun, a little drawing, a little coloring. I'm going to share that with you in the quilt diaries, because yeah, we've got quilt diaries this week. Today, by the way, is Wednesday. Okay, it's not. It's actually Tuesday. I'm finishing up earlier, but I'm pretending it's Wednesday, but I can't lie to you. It is Tuesday, January 19th, but I will post this on Wednesday the 20th, and that's probably when you will immediately listen to it and comment the way you're doing. I didn't get a lot of comments last time, but it wasn't much of an episode. It was short, and people are still getting caught up, and it's January. But you know, I do love a comment. I'm just saying. And as, you know, some of my most beloved commenters could tell you, you don't even have to listen to comment. Just comment. Just stop by and say, hey, come on, man. It's midwinter. We need to share a lot of love. All right, then. Quilt diaries, color, all kinds of stuff going on in this episode. So I guess we better get on with it. Quilt diary day one. I'm standing in my kitchen. It is Wednesday, January 13th. I'm making some tea, and I was going to wait until the tea kettle had blown its top before starting. And then I thought, no, this is the beauty of radio, right? You get to hear of live radio. Well, it's not live when you hear it, but it's live as I record it, right? And you should be able to hear the sound of my life, which is very often on these cold winter days, a tea kettle screaming its head off. So, yes, hello. I thought we would do some magazine talk today. I did something yesterday that was kind of fun, and I was inspired by a magazine, although not a quilting magazine. It was, in fact, House Beautiful. Ooh, here we go. It's real life. It's real life. Okay, we'll stop that before it gets way too annoying. But in any event, yeah. So, House Beautiful. I subscribe. I've subscribed over the years, and I do this thing where I'll subscribe for a while, and then I'll stop, and then when I resubscribe, I get new subscriber rates, which tend to be about $12 a year. So that's pretty cool. It's a really pretty magazine. What I like about it as a quilter, as a craftsperson, is that it is very color intensive. The people, the editors at House Beautiful, clearly believe in the importance of color. They always have a feature on new paints, which I love, particularly because recently they've been doing more palettes. I feel like in the past they would do a take on a particular color, and they would have various paint chips from various paint lines, paint companies, representing the color that they were featuring. And now they tend to do a little bit more palette with a main color and then a supporting cast of colors, and they tend to do two color palettes an issue. And what I have found as a quilter, that they're very educational in terms of looking at colors that fit together. Now sometimes, like I'm looking at the one from, I think it's probably November 2015 that I've had up on my design wall to look at. The main color is called Coral Glow 026 from Benjamin Moore. And then the supporting casts are, in fact, different pinks, although running from a more of an off-white. In fact, the off-white is called Dance of the Goddesses from Valspar, and it's a sort of a pearl necklace sort of pearly white. And then the next color is a very light pink called Warm Blush. And then there's Dragon Fruit from Sherwin-Williams. And I believe at times House Beautiful has run contests to name paint colors, although I haven't seen it recently. So, but the darkest color is called Yam. And it's a very dark brown. No, it's not a very dark brown. It's very dark brown-ish pink or a pinkish brown, whatever you call it. But anyway, I love these colors. I thought this would be, I think you would need one more medium, because right now they're it's actually three mediums, and so maybe what you would really need is a dark to throw in there, but a really pretty palette. So I love that. And the other thing I love in House Beautiful are the ads. And I got the most recent House Beautiful just the other day, and I was looking through it, and there's this beautiful ad. I think it's for a chair. It must be for a chair, but it's a gorgeous picture. The company is called Lee Industries, and it's a picture of a wall, and within the wall there's a doorway with an arched top, and behind the door, so and the doorway is open, so you see through it to a lovely pink upholstered chair. I could not tell you the style of chair. I know nothing about furniture styles, but it's very pretty. And then behind that are trees. There's grass and trees. It's gorgeous. It's perfect for this time of year, because you're like, oh, trees, trees, how pretty, I love them, and grass. But I thought that's a really interesting, the shapes are interesting, not only the colors. And in fact, I think I'm more taken by shapes. And I thought, could you translate this into some sort of modern quilt pattern? And so last night, in my theme of play, because I'm being very playful this year, I traced the outline of the doorway, the chair, etc., and I then made copies of my tracing so I could have, so I could play around a little bit. And I took pictures of what I did last night to put on the blog so you can see what I'm talking about. The first drawing that I did and color is, it's abstract, but at the same time it's well, it's a level of abstraction, and I looked at it and I liked it. I had fun coloring it, although I think with these things, you know, I used colored pencils. I got some color pencils for Christmas. I don't recognize the brand. They weren't from an art store. They were from this craft and jewelry store that the boys always buy my Christmas presents at. So, and like a lot, I don't know if you notice this with colored pencils, a lot of times they're hard to sharpen because the wood is so dry or crappy or something that it just breaks. This is true with quilting pencils. Maybe I just need a better pencil sharpener. I probably do. But in any event, so I had fun coloring it. But then I thought, you know, but then all my colors, my pencils got all, you know, blunt, and then I couldn't really sharpen them. But I thought, you know, it might be better to do paints. But in any event, so I did sort of an abstract representation of the picture, and then I took it one more level of abstraction. And I'll take a picture of that too. I haven't yet, because I haven't finished the outside border. So you can see that my first level of abstraction, it was very fun to do. Right, I don't see it as a quilt. I don't, but it was fun to just do the abstraction. The second level of abstraction, I actually could see as a possible quilt. So I'll show you and you'll see. But that was fun, and I hope you're proud of me for playing. Okay, I have to check the time. I've got to leave in about 15 minutes to get well, but that's fine, because I don't think I'll talk for 15 minutes. Or if I do, 15 minutes is plenty. The other magazine I wanted to talk about, you can see I'm hedging against, what if I don't do any quilting for the next few days? I think I will, okay? Because first of all, I have some ideas. Of course, I talked in the last episode about doing the Modern Dresden, and I may do that. But then, and in fact, I'm walking. Here's Travis. He just got groomed today. He's such a good puppy. Can you hear me scratching his head? See? Live radio. Yes, it's, I don't know. I can't think of what that movie word is, like Simu Vision or something. But anyway, he got groomed today. He hates getting groomed. For years, I don't think he was smart enough to know what was happening. Now he gets it, and he's not happy, and he starts crying in the car. It's very sad. Anyway, as you know, I am a member of the Modern Quilt Guild, and they have a pattern of the month. And I'll tell you, this morning I was sitting in the front room doing some writing, and it was chilly. It's a little cold today. The high is 40, which, you know, it's sunny, so I don't care. I know how to dress warmly. I have long johns. But it was a little chilly in the house. I thought it would be nice to have a lap quilt in here. I don't. There's a big chair that is an old chair, and it's an old, torn up, worn down, wore out leather chair. And so there's a quilt that I made. It's probably been about 5 years ago, is on called I think it's called Hidden Stars, is on that chair, and it looks great. And I don't like taking it off the chair because the chair is so ugly underneath it. So I'm like, I need another quilt in this room. I need a lap quilt. And also that quilt that is on the big chair is a big quilt. And so I got the email today for the pattern of the month for members of the Modern Quilt Guild. And it's called Meeting of the Geese. It's a flying geese-ish or esque quilt. Apparently the flying geese units, they're not really flying geese units. The quilt is made using half square triangles. This particular pattern is dark gray, light gray, and then a handful of red. So I really like it. Now, I don't know that I have light gray fabric. I don't know if I have any dark gray, but I might. Or I might could tomorrow go and run up to Hancock's and get some, if I want just to get started on it right away. But I like it. It's cute. It looks fairly easy. My other idea, and this I was looking at the International Quilt Festival Quilt Scene Magazine, Fresh Ideas for Today's Quilters, the special annual issue. It's a little bit pricey, but I had a Barnes & Noble coupon, and also I can just, because I'm writing quilt novels, I can write it off, which doesn't actually make it free, but we kind of pretend that it does. So it is the 2015 Official Insider Guide to International Quilt Festival. And I was looking at the quilts, many, if not most. I really love the quilts they featured from Houston this year, but one of them I loved. I love the modern quilts in here. They're just fabulous. I just think such exciting things are. I thought modern quilting has just kind of gone, not dead in the water, but I felt like everything was derivative. Right? It's like I felt like I was seeing the same dang quilt over and over again. And suddenly, it's like there's just been this burst of freshness and neat stuff happening. So there was a quilt in here called Ad-Libbing. Now, if I can find it online and can legally post a picture of it on my blog, I will, or if I can find a link to it. But it's by Linda Hungerford with Laura Douglas. They live in the Villages, Florida. Anyway, it's made... The background looks like it's a cream, and then on the foreground are 9 blocks. They are 15-inch blocks, each of them improvised. I love the colors. There's pinks and blues and peachy yellows. Love a peachy yellow. You know I don't like the other yellows. Don't like the lemony yellow. Love the peachy yellow. There are 9 of them, and they're just stacked. You know, sort of like a modern big 9 patch. And then they're, so they're in the foreground. They're off-center and low on the background. And then the quilting is beautiful. The quilting is so gorgeous. I love it so much. But it's all kinds of different kind of quilting. And then, but there are some of the quilting is circles. And I had this thought, it's like, it looks like a stamp, and the circles kind of look like postmarks. I'm like, wouldn't it be cool to make an envelope quilt? Which not a literal envelope, but I can see like a white background, rectangle, and then you would have in the right-hand corner, like several improvised blocks, like these brilliant women made, that look like stamps, and then the quilting is actually like postmarks, although I don't think I would do it in black, and I don't think it's necessary, because I think the postmarks just need to suggest themselves. But so I actually made a note on my phone and emailed myself with it. Whether I'll do it, I don't know, but again, this is a quilt that I think would quilt up pretty quickly, and not that I'm necessarily... I'm not actually looking necessarily for easy, quick projects. I'm looking for projects that I could do with fabric that I have here. I think post-Christmas, I just hate spending money. Or projects that might just run up to Hancock's and buy a couple yards of Kona solid. I know. Or a better, so maybe they have other, I think they have other solids. Something other than Kona solid, okay? I really need to say no to Kona because it bugs me. It irritates me. But something just that with a coupon I could get fairly inexpensively. And just in some ways continuing the play just play. Let's just make it. Let's. It doesn't have to be a big, huge, serious deal. So we'll see. Now I'm saying all this stuff. It's so fun to think about, and then whether it actually happens, I don't know. I was thinking about that today with kind of, you know, I don't make New Year's resolutions, but like everyone, I think, well, what would I like to change? And you know, as always, I would like to lose 20 pounds, and my doctor would like me to lose 20 pounds, but I just don't want, you know, it's not that I don't want to, I don't want a diet. I'm willing to change the way I eat. And I think those are two different things. And so, you know, one of the things that I've done in the new year is give up sugar, which I've done before. That's the kind of thing, it's easier to do every time you have to break the sugar habit, because I think once you break the sugar habit, it's hard to get back into it as deeply as some of us have been into the sugar habit, because you, now when I eat sugar, I don't feel well. So it's kind of easy to say, I think I'd like to not feel well. So I've done that, and there's just some other things I'm trying to do. And I've decided to, yesterday, Tuesday, I've decided to do a modified fast once a week, which is supposed to have really good health benefits. And it's good for me because I think it helps me be weirdly more mindful of eating by not eating. So I'm not doing mindless snacking or thinking, oh, I'm bored, I think I'll grab something to eat. It's like, make some tea. Guess what? Make some tea, because that's what you get to do. You know, and I did it yesterday, which means I didn't eat anything after dinner Monday night. I never eat anything after dinner. After dinner is not my problem. It's before dinner that's my problem. And then I went all the way around to dinner last night, and I ate a light dinner last night. Of course, I woke up at 3 a.m. starving, but I dropped a pound, but that pound could easily come back on. Although I drank tons of fluids. Tons of fluids yesterday. But anyway, so some of it is maybe to help, you know, to help with weight loss, but also to kind of train myself to eat less in general. So, and one of the other things I'm trying to do is go lift weights 3 times a week. I can get 2 times. For a while, it's just been a 1 time a week thing, and I feel like I really need 2 times, and 3 times would be really good. But anyway, I was thinking on my way back from the gym, I got weightlifting number 2 time done today, right after I finished work this morning. I was thinking it's so much easier to plan stuff and dream stuff and come up with this whole like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But then actually implementing your plans is so much harder. As we know, obviously people start off the new year with all kinds of resolutions and good intentions, and life beats those out of us pretty quickly. But I have spent a lot of time in the last few months thinking about habits, thinking about what is possible for me and what is not possible. And it's interesting to be at a point in my life where it is possible to give up sugar, and still feel like I really can't give up pizza. I only have 2 slices of pizza a week, but I really look forward to those 2 slices, not giving them up. So anyway, same thing with quilts, although none of the quilt stuff is not punitive. it doesn't feel that way. It is easy to have lots of big quilting dreams and harder to follow through on them when you get into the reality of your actual life as you live it. But it was fun to flip through this magazine and be inspired. And, you know, it was fun. My main disappointment with this was, this will sound terrible, that there were projects. And I didn't realize that. I thought it was going to be all pictures from the show. And the projects actually are nice projects. There's several that I like. I don't know that I will do them. So it's not like, wow, what a bunch of crap projects in here. It's not that. It's just I wanted to see pictures of quilts. I loved a lot of the quilts. Can you hear? See, again, live radio. I'm flipping pages. I think, interestingly enough, because I do like art quilts, and I love the Carol Breyer Fallert -Gentry. I guess she's gotten married. Maybe she was married before. I don't know, but she's added a new name and now seems to be from Port Townsend, Washington, where she used to be from Paducah. Anyway, she has a World of Beauty quilt called Duet Number 4. It is absolutely beautiful. Why I think she might be newly married is her description of the quilt is, this is my fourth quilt about birds that mate for life. She's married and she's done. I don't know, but man, it's a gorgeous quilt. It's a gorgeous quilt. She's an amazing artist. And I was pleased to see that the next quilt featured was Fall Color by Susan Brubaker Knapp, or Knapp, I'm not sure, but she spoke at the Durham Orange Quilt Guild, which sometimes I'm not as enthusiastic about as I might be, but she did speak sometime this fall. I think I started back in the fall, and she was the speaker, and I liked her. I liked the work that she showed, and this is also a beautiful piece. It's small. I just realized this looking at it. It's 20 by 15, and in fact, she passed pieces around, and they were all very small. And she does. She starts out with photographs, and then designs from there. And this one is, it's called Fall Color, and it's leaves. It looks like on asphalt. And it's beautiful. Some of the other art quilts, although I admire them and think they're nicely done, I did not love as much as I love the more traditional quilts and the modern quilts. There's one, a modern quilt called Holyoke 1938, and it's a map of the city of Holyoke, where I've been. I went to grad school at UMass Amherst, and Holyoke is close by. And this is a map of the streets and the river, and I love that she put, it's super cool. I will look for a picture of this. I'd love for you to see it. And the quilting is really neat. The color is beautiful. The grid of the city, it was one of the country's first planned industrial cities. I did not know that. But the grid of the streets, they're orange, different oranges actually. And then there's the river, the Connecticut River flows through, and that's a really nice blue, and the background is, it looks like a light gray, but the quilting is really cool. So I loved that. I love the color. I love the freshness of the idea that it works as a map, and it just works as an abstract quilt. And then another modern quilt is called Ghost. Beautiful. I love seeing all the orange and the corals that I'm seeing right now, particularly in modern quilts. And this quilt, and this is a big one. This is 64 by 48. It's by Ruth Montalvo, Madison Heights, Michigan. And it was based on a doodle. I don't know if I can describe it, other than when you look at it, you're like, oh yeah. yeah, doodle. But interestingly, because there's a lot of curves, it's like all curves and circles, and it's all pieced. None of it was appliqué. By the way, the Holyoke 1938 was by Timna Tarr, who lives in South Hadley, Massachusetts, which is pretty much, it's actually pretty close to UMass. I used to drive through South Hadley a lot. So a lot of beautiful quilts. Particularly happy to see these innovative, exciting modern quilts. Good, fun articles. But I really wanted to see more quilts. Great pictures from special exhibits, all this stuff. A good magazine, and there's a quilt project by my girl Victoria Finley Wolf, so nothing to complain about. I just would have liked to have seen more pictures. So that's my magazine talk for the day. House Beautiful and the International Quilt Festival Quilt Scene magazine, which I think is still probably on the stand. The dateline is 2015/2016. So definitely worth a look if you're just hanging out at Barnes & Noble waiting for your kid to get out of the dentist's office or something. Take a look. But you might like some of the projects. So I have been a magazine girl, and I just wanted to share with you. And I will share pictures. I will try to find pictures of the quilts I liked in the Quilt Festival magazine. And I will put pictures up of my play as a way of encouraging you to play, not so much to have you admire my pictures, which, to be honest, are not wildly admirable as art, but as ideas, they're not bad. So, okay, I think that's going to be it for right now. I'll see you again soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It is Monday, January 18th, Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Day. Every year, I plan on going downtown for the march. I've always wanted to do this. And every year, no matter what the weather was the week before or in the coming week, It's always 30 degrees and windy, and I am such a wimp that I don't do it. So next year I need to start sort of doing my warm weather dance. So it might at least be 45, and maybe just with a slight breeze. Because, you know, today the high, 33. And at 10:30, when the march started downtown, not 33. So yeah, I'm just a wimp. I'm just a wimp. One year, I'm going to make it. I swear. In any event, Travis has just hopped on my lap, and he's not smelling great. I think he ate something he shouldn't have. This dog was groomed last week. He looks lovely. But unfortunately, now he smells. So where are we in our process? So I can't remember what I talked about last time. What was I saying that I was going to do? We know. Don't trust me. Don't trust anything I say other than I love you. I ended up yesterday making more of my stars. I keep wanting to say wonky stars, but they're not wonky stars. They're perfectly traditional stars, but the center, and I get maybe sawtooth stars is what we're talking about. They're not exactly right. I'm not really smart, and so I do things. And in fact, yesterday I was about just to hang up my rotary blade because, you know, I was just being so stupid. Yes, but for some reason, so I made this made fabric, right, a la Victoria Finley Wolf. I made the made fabric. And I then, for some reason, decided I would cut into squares. I think I decided I would do stars. I saw some in her book, 15 Minutes of Play. For some reason, I decided to cut the squares 5.5 inches. I just did. I don't know why. I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe that I would get more squares. But then when I tried like making the points, making the geese, the flying geese units, I don't know how to figure out the math on how to, what size to make the squares to sew on with diagonal lines and then press back to have your star points so that the star points actually meet at the base. That makes sense. I think it does. Don't know what the math is and couldn't be bothered to look it up, so I just did it. And so the bases of the star points do not meet. In fact, there's a good half inch between them. I don't actually care, but you can look at them and think, wow, she's not all that bright, and you'd be correct. Anyway, I ended up making 5. I actually had 6 squares, but then I was using this pink fabric left over from some other project, and it seemed like I had tons, and turned out I didn't. I had enough for the piecing of 5 stars. So now I'm like, what to do? My thought is to, at this point, go wonky and perhaps do a border, a wonky border, and this lavender I have that I think will be pretty, and to perhaps do another wonky border and somehow bring all these stars together in a sort of alternate and fairly uneven, perhaps not even grid-like grid. We'll see. I'm just playing. You know, so I'm still playing. It turns out I went back to play after last week saying, oh, I'm going to do this project. I'm going to do that project. I'm waiting for a big check. And so I'm not going out to buy fabric for a new project until I get my money, honey. That's the life of the writer. It's nice to know the check is coming. I wish it would get here. But until I get it, I'm feeling very thrifty and playing with old fabric. And that's just fine because it's very pretty. So that's where I am. I am excited. Ugh, I've moved it. I got Krista's book on machine quilting. It's over. It's right here in front of me. It's on the ottoman that is 3 feet away from me that I would have to dislodge my dog to get. And I'm going to... I'm sorry, Traff. Did you hear that? Sound effects. This is live radio, folks. It's live radio. Okay. Krista Watson, who is our friend. She is in the Twilter community. If you're not, get in touch with me via Facebook. Tell me that's what you want to do. We'll have to... Oh, actually, friend me. Friend me via Facebook. And send a message saying, I want to be a twilter. And you do. It's so fun. Anyway, Krista is a twilter. She is also an author.
Yes, she is. I'll read you her bio. She's an award-winning quilt maker whose designs have been featured in various publications, including Quilty, Quilting Quarterly, Make Modern, and QuiltCon magazine. She designs quilt patterns, teaches workshops, and blogs regularly at KristaQuilts.com. If I'm a good girl, I will put that in my show notes. But KristaQuilts.com. You can remember that. Go write that down right now. This book that she has sent, she put out a thing on Twilters, on the Twilter Facebook page, saying any podcasters who might be interested in reviewing, let her know. And she sent a book. It's called Machine Quilting with Style. It was published by That Patchwork Place. Very nicely signed. And let me see. And so that Patchwork Place is Martingale, is the parent company. 2015. So it came out last year. And I'm still reading it, and I want to do a full report. But can I just say an initial read? I love it. It's the Machine Quilting with Style, subtitle From Walking Foot Wonders to Free Motion Favorites. What I love is I saw a star. I forgot. I saw this morning. All right, here's, because this may be in something else that I do with my made fabric stars. I'm going to call them my Finley Wolf stars. There's a block, but it looks like, am I going to be able, the corners of the block have been cut in half diagonally, so the block has become, it's not a circle exactly. So what would we call it? What is a circle that actually has points? I don't know. Anyway, I was very excited to see this. Because she's fairly modern, our Krista. One of the things I love about this book, just looking through it, like I said, I've got to go through, sit down and read it so I can really give you a full report. But the fabric is fabulous. The colors, ladies, the colors is what I'm talking about. I've been thinking so much about color, so much. You know, I talked about that with House Beautiful and how color focused it is and color intensive, which I think is super cool. And I was thinking about that with Heather Jones, who I follow on Instagram. I think it's on Instagram. She's Heather Jones Studio. And, you know, her quilts, design-wise, are simple quilts. You know, it's not, these are not complicated patterns, but her gift, I truly believe, is color. And she showed, you know, sometimes she'll show you her, on Instagram, she'll take pictures of her design wall. And you're looking at these blocks coming together and you're just kind of like, you know, what's to it? You know, just nothing. And then she puts the quilt together and she just has this amazing eye for color. And that's what the quilt is about. It is about color. What pleasure there is to be had in color, from color. So that is my first thought looking at Krista's book, which I'm so thankful that she sent. And I have to say, just looking at the quilting designs, I like them and want to learn them. And they also, I feel like this is a friendly introduction for newer machine quilters. And certainly that seems to me how the introduction is written, is sort of like, take this on, don't worry about it. And you know, I really do. I love just looking through it. I really like the designs. It's an attractive book, and I'm excited about learning more. There are patterns in there, so a lot to offer, but I'm going to talk more about it. If not in this episode, the next episode, Krista, I promise. And thank you so much for sending it. And it is, it's just, I don't know. I like her palette a lot. I like it a lot. So, there you have it. Machine Quilting with Style. More on that soon. I will take pictures. I forgot that I had looked at this morning and seen that picture of the star block and liked it very much and thought maybe that's what I ought to do with these stars. I need to rethink, girls. Who knows what I'll end up doing? I'm just playing, you know? And with play, when you do creative play, failure is an option, but it's not really a failure because you learn through it, right? You learn through failure. What else do I have to tell you right now? I don't want to talk too long because I still will have to do an introduction and we don't want to go on and on and on forever. So I am reading a book right now. I'm reading, of course, as always, 5 books. I am almost done with A Man Called Ove. And unless it just tanks in the last quarter,
I'm feeling like this will be a book I give a thumbs up to and would recommend to you. It is so far quite delightful. But I'm also reading right now a book called The Point of Vanishing. It's a memoir by Howard Axelrod, who, when he was a student at Harvard, was playing in a pickup game of basketball, and his eye was badly damaged. I'm not going to describe how. And he mercifully does not dwell on what happened. He you know what happened, but he doesn't spend a lot of time because it's really, but he goes blind in one eye. And it really, and I'm very early on into it, so I don't know exactly what his why he decided then to move to a remote cabin in Vermont and live in solitude, I think for 2 years. I think his original plan was one, and he may have ended up two. Not sure. I'll get back to you on that. Because he goes back and forth in time so far. But, you know, at the time of this accident, he was kind of all-American kid, and this really changed his life. So it's beautifully written. And, you know, sometimes I would like to go live in a cabin in Vermont by myself for 2 years. So it's kind of solitude porn. I don't know what you would call it. But I'm enjoying it. Just started it. I'm also reading a book by Bell Hooks called Bone Black. She's my favorite feminist. She is African-American. She's a Christian Buddhist or Buddhist Christian. I can't remember. It's something I aspire to be too, just as soon as I can make myself meditate every day for 20 minutes. That's about all I can do. These people who go on these weekend retreats, I never say never, because as soon as you say never, you end up doing it. But no, don't let me do that. If I start talking about doing that, email me immediately and say, don't do it. Anyway, but I love her, and she grew up in Kentucky, and actually now lives. I think she's still in Kentucky teaching at Berea College, she's African American, like I said, Christian Buddhist, and just has a big heart and a big soul, and is an amazing writer. So I've been on a Bell Hooks kick ever since, and maybe I don't know if I'll remember to do this, but there was an amazing interview with her in the New York Times recently about race and reconciliation, and I love her. So I've been reading that. So that's my reading list. I'm writing a lot. Just got revisions back, edits back from my editor on the second Sam the Man book. The Sam the Man series is the series I'm doing, early reader. The first one will come out, I think, at the end of the summer, and that is Sam the Man and the Chicken Plan. And the book I'm revising is Sam the Man and the Rutabaga Plan. And I have to come up with a third idea for Sam here pretty soon. I have been working on my historic quilt novel, the one that I sent the chapters and etc. It's outlined to AQS, and that whole thing didn't work out. But I've been working on that, and I actually hit page 100. I love working on this book. It's so, so fun. I think I probably am about 150 pages away from a first draft. The man is editing my second draft of Birds in the Air, and I hope he will have that done soon, so that when I finish the revisions for Sam the Man and the Rutabaga Plan, then I will do revisions for Birds in the Air. And because I'd love to have that out by the summer. We have to make plans. What are we going to do to get this publicized? How can you help me? Please tell me. What else to tell you? I don't know. I can't remember what I told you in the last quilt diary. So I have to go back and listen and tell you what I know. But yeah. Anyway. So since I'm clearly going into full ramble mode, and some of you claim to enjoy that, but I don't know why, I will stop now. Say happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. If you did not get a chance to do community service today, that's okay. Because really the important thing is to try to do it all year round. I understand symbolic days, and I think they're important. But sometimes some of us just don't go out when it's 30 degrees and windy. Because we're wimps, but not bad people. We're not bad people. All right. What if I'm done? No, I don't have it in me to figure out how to segue into the outro. So I'll be back one more time. Until then, take care of yourself. Quilt Diary Day 3. It's Tuesday, January 19th. I don't know if you can feel this, but it's very cold. It's like high today of 30. What's going on here? What's going on? I don't know. They're talking about snow. Not today. Maybe tomorrow or Thursday. I don't want no stinking snow. Anyway, I promised I would come back with more talk about Krista Watson's book, Machine Quilting with Style, from Walking Foot Wonders to Free Motion Favorites, 12 Projects Start to Finish. It's a wonderful book. As I mentioned yesterday, I love how it looks. I love the color, the colors, and the projects. And today I sat down and spent more time looking at the projects. And I just, they're very modern and very, you can hear pages, see live radio. They're fun. And my feeling about this book is that it is geared toward the new machine quilter. And I thought there were some handy tips. I actually, although there was a lot of stuff I was familiar with, I also, you know, found some new things to think about, including about pressing. So Krista presses her seam allowances open using a dry iron instead of pressing them to the side. And her reason for doing that is because if you press seams open, you don't have the bumps to quilt over. And as soon as I read that, I could just think about, yes, that process of when you're quilting and when you hit a bump from your seams on their side coming together to form a bump. It can throw you off and it can be a little more difficult to quilt through. So I liked that. There was also, in the opening, they had a lot of good ideas. There was a section on page 19 called Starting and Ending a Line of Quilting, basically what to do with those ends of your thread. And she gives three different possibilities, and that was helpful to me. That was useful information. The first half of the book deals with walking foot quilting, and the second half is free motion. And the designs are nice, they're clean, they are fairly simple and straightforward. And I think with practice, a new or newish quilter and an medium experienced quilter such as myself these are designs that we could get comfortable with very quickly. And I think that's a big part of the process, is feeling successful even early on. So this is a wonderful book, again, a very attractive book. I appreciated the tone, which I thought was friendly, but quietly authoritative. I found myself agreeing with Krista's advice and also finding some new tips that I think are useful and will be helpful to me as a, you know, middle experienced quilter. So I want to say thanks to Krista for sending this book, and I want to recommend it to you. Recommend that you might ask your library to buy a copy, because I think it's a useful, very useful book to have in one's own personal collection as well as the library's collection. Share the wealth. I want to say thanks to everyone who commented last week. We have some back and forth going between Sherry D and Noni about fabric, about copyright and fabric, and restrictions on fabric in terms of reproductions, etc. Kind of interesting stuff. Also heard from Noni, who has gotten the Michigan's Quilt Documentation book, because, you know, I was talking about those books last time, and now she is, she's had the Kool-Aid, all right? I can't think of what I'm trying to say. But she's into it, and now I bet she's going to be, I'm trying to think what states are around Michigan. I don't know. I'm thinking, well, maybe she'll go across the lake to Illinois. Once you start getting into these quilt documentation books, it's like a box of candy. It's like you just want to keep reading more. They're so interesting. But Noni, I do have the Michigan book, so I will read that next, and then we can talk about it. Okay, got a comment from Sherry D, but really part of the conversation with Noni. Heard from Pam about charity quilts, donating quilts, and her guild donates quilts to the fire department, and the fire department distributes the quilts directly to kids. I thought that was really nice. Heard from Brenda F. about using patterns, and she says she has wasted too much time feeling kind of guilty for using patterns, judging herself, as she puts it, for her tendency to use patterns for most every quilt that she's made. Yeah, me too. I have too. And yeah, and there is part of you that feels like, oh, I should be doing my own patterns. I should be doing my own designs. But, you know, sometimes it's just easier to start sewing. And for those of us who, you know, you get the bug up your craw. Isn't that a nice thing, nice phrase? Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's like all of a sudden, it's like you're jonesing to make a quilt. And you're not going to, you know, and actually I said this right now, someone who's kind of improvising a quilt, but that's different than coming up with your own pattern for a quilt. But sometimes you just want to get going. So you open up one of your mini books with their mini quilt patterns and you go, oh yeah, I've got the fabric to do this. And you go to town. And that's just how some of us roll. Brenda rolls that way. I roll that way. And by the way, Brenda, at the end of her comment, sort of gave me some affirmation when it comes to my ramblings. So thanks. You guys really should not do that. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. Heard from Debbie. You hadn't even listened to the podcast. Just wanted to check in. Thank you, Debbie. You'll come up with more stuff to say. She says, thought of tons of stuff to comment on while I was listening to prior two episodes, but now can't think of what they were. That happens to all of us, Debbie. Come back and just say hi. It always makes me happy. Jay suggests that a lot of guilds make quilts to give to law enforcement and social services. That her guild, she says that her guild gave a few to the police, but they were overwhelmed with blankets and covers of all sorts, so they are now directing their efforts to local domestic violence shelters. So, yay. Lots of good work to be done and a lot of people who could use a quilt. So, I can't remember if in the first quilt diary I said this, that I emailed my pastor, she emailed back, and there's a group of women gathering at the church fairly regularly to knit. And she said, well, maybe they would be good people to talk to. And maybe some of them will be interested in quilting. And so she sent out an email that CC'd me to a couple of leaders of that group. And we're going to try to get together sometime here soon in the new year. So I will let you know what happens as that little plan unfolds. All right, I think I'm going to leave you here. It's weird to me that it's Tuesday because that means I need to post this episode tomorrow, but I'll be ready. I hope that you comment because I love your comments. And if you want to email me, you can do so at fdowell, that's F as in Francis, Dowell as in do well, at nc.rr.com. Okay, then.
Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Francis. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.